Sometimes you have to start at the end to understand the beginning. Nearly 40 years ago to the day, we come to this amazing moment. A pope is dying in a hospital, having been shot 2 times, once brazing his elbow, another directly a hit in the stomach. A priest that was next to him, in fact, a cardinal, was telling him and commenting on the fact that he had been shot on the exact day that 64 years earlier had been the apparitions to 3 children in Portugal. The Pope is intrigued and he sees it as a sign. He asks for the secret documents, the Fatima secret. He goes and gets them and brings it to the Pope, who looks through all the information. The Pope recognizes that 10 times the Holy Father is mentioned in the Fatima secret. And he realizes that this secret is speaking about him. He is in the middle of this prophecy that had taken place 64 years earlier. The Pope, earlier that morning, was giving a regular audience, going through without any protection because he knew that it was part of his job to be in danger. And then several Turkish assassins, including Mehmet Ali Aka, had the plan that morning to kill the Pope. Mehmet, who was a young 23-year-old Turkish citizen, came with his Browning high-powered gun ready to kill. He had prepared his whole life for this moment. He found the perfect spot close to the Pope with the sun shining on the Pope so that he could see his target. He knew exactly what to do, and he presumed that the Pope would have a bulletproof vest. So he's getting ready. One of his assassins has a bomb just in case it doesn't work, that they would assassinate him anyway. He pulls out his gun and shoots various times. They don't know how many bullets went out. 1, 2, up to 5, possibly from different directions. Several others, tourists who were there, were brazed but lightly injured. Just at that moment when he's about to shoot, several things happen to change the course of history. First, he feels a violent shaking on his hand as if someone is grabbing it and redirecting it. Next, someone lifts up a baby to place it just in front of the Pope for blessing. Sarah Bartoli, who still remembers to this day, and her parents have it documented, that she, because of that moment, that child, saved the Pope. All these things happen and are brought into this one moment. Then the Pope is shot. His photographer, who is from far away, knows that something happens. They all rush to him. This brave nun steps and places her whole body on Mehmet Ali Aka and holds him down to the ground where he eventually is arrested. They come in and they take the Pope to the hospital. First one ambulance, which doesn't work. Then a second one, one that the Pope had blessed just the day before, and he had blessed it with this blessing: may the first patient of this ambulance be blessed, which would be him providentially. He gets into the ambulance and they are racing through the Italian crowded streets. Do they take the short way or the long way? Providentially, they decide to take the long way, which normally would have taken 30 minutes to get to the hospital, but it took only 8 that day. They ran into a police officer later on who escorted them through that whole mix, that whole craziness. They arrive at Gemelli Hospital, and the Pope is placed in a virgin room, a room that had never been used. He's taken into surgery. The surgery turns out successful, and it comes to where we started. The Pope reading through the documents of that third Fatima secret, documenting the whole end of the world, everything that would happen, the whole history, God presenting penance, penance, penance to the world through that angel, to a world that had fallen away into sin, to a world that would be threatened through various world wars, one of which the Pope himself had lived through. And in the middle, many suffering, many martyrs, the Pope having much to suffer, and he realizing in that moment that it was him. My friends, I want to take you through these stories leading into the mystery of Fatima. I'm using as my main text this amazing book called Fatima Mysteries, and I want to present to you these vivid stories, these amazing moments that help us to understand just the impact of Fatima. It happened more than 100 years ago. It is still relevant to this day, still calling us to conversion, to prayer, to love the Immaculate Heart of Mary and to imitate it with our own purity, and to understand that we must imitate the God of loving sacrifice to bring our world to conversion. Please join me in this series, 9 Days to Fatima. I'll see you in the next video.